I don't know how to write anymore. Participants stepped into their Zoom boxes, video cameras on, sound muted. On my left stood a ceramic mug of chicory coffee mixed with 100% unsweetened cacao powder to help me get over the afternoon slump. On my right, pen poised and paper at the ready to take notes. At 2 p.m. sharp, mountain time, our instructor took over. Sporting bold black-rimmed glasses, a pale wayfish face, bright red lips, and declaiming her craft wisdom in a loud, penetrating voice that smacked of drill sergeant, even as she butchered any word that was not English in origin, and even then put twists on words I had never considered possible. I imagined her as a little girl digging into and devouring any book she could get her hands on, but lacking the opportunity to try the words on for size. Now, without much fuss, she packed us in our individual roller coaster boxes, pulled down the safety bars, and pushed start. Our three-hour ride through the elements of the what and how of detail was fast-paced. We were whipped up and down in the inline twist of definitions of concrete, significant, and specific descriptions, then laboriously worked our way uphill as we followed the prompts to create each of these items, only to feel our stomachs drop on the way down because some of us, me for example, had botched showing by telling. Metaphor and simile use and cautionary tales about both formed a connector as our torture chambers inched their way to the next big feature. Point of view review and how it can interfere with, limit, or expand the ability to flesh out imagery was conveyed in a helix as we twisted and turned our way through an image prompt written from first person limited omniscient and third person omniscient. An hour and a half in, and I could feel my brain quivering, pushed beyond capacity while intellectually seeing the value in everything that was being taught. The tempo, force, and sense of defeat in the face of this challenge was simply too much. But once in motion, there is no getting off, and further prompts that dipped, swerved, moved backward, and bounced, uncomfortable as they were, offered ample material for future drafting and thoughtful, infinite revision. Maybe I'm more of a Ferris wheel rider, just going round and round with different vantage points and time to enjoy them.